You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the Specials Podcast as we gear up for the Britain's Got Talent 2016 final on Saturday night. Looking forward to this. Dave Kellner alongside reality Rob Dixon, our specials trader, to talk you through all the odds and get the lowdown of what's been happening in the trading room throughout the course of the competition so far. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Rob Dixon.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
That was a lovely welcome.
Oh, well, I always try my best for you. And
I know you do.
Even though it's a competition I've not seen much of, Rob, so far, I'm looking forward to the final. It's always intriguing because we've always got stories emerging, and throughout this year's event as well, we've had a couple of controversial sticking points that we'll come to in due course. But you've been trading the semi-finals throughout the course of this week. How have they gone from a betting perspective?
Yeah, from a betting point of view, it's been quite good. From a William Hill point of view, we've had three of the five favourites beat at the start of the semi-final. So it's been a mixed bag. The to qualify markets haven't gone overly well, but we've got a small profit, I think, to play with tomorrow night.
Okay, and you'll be trading it live tomorrow
night. Yeah, live, 7:30 for the people who don't want to watch the Champions League.
Who would want to watch
the Champions League when Britain's Got Talent's on?
Precisely. Richard Jones is the 10-11 favourite here with William Hill. Richard Jones is the magician, but he's been accused of stealing tricks in recent days. And not tricks, it's magic, isn't it?
Just the act.
It's magic. Think, yeah. Stolen the act from a guy called Collins Keys, who was a performer on the American version back in 2013, a version that Simon Cowell launched as well, but he's distanced himself from it because he said he wasn't a judging part of that show, and that was the first time he'd seen the act the other night.
I take Simon at his word there. It did look, if you've seen the act is available on YouTube, the Collins Key version. It is very similar, but at the end of the day, you'd imagine that 99% of the British public will be seeing this act as new.
But it has been written. There's been articles in The Sun and The Mirror, which might colour people's opinion of Richard Jones.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it's whether the act is... Well, we will go as far as saying the act is similar.
Yes, the act is definitely similar. And he faces expulsion from the Magic Circle, I've heard as well,
does he?
The premier magic group in the UK and in the States as well.
So, well, he'll make enough money out of this. He won't care about the Magic Circle, will he?
But I think it's got to be a negative going into the final. Those articles coming out in the last couple of days, not only will the British public have read some of them, but also will Britain's Got Talent not want to, I'm not saying take anything away from Richard Jones, but would it be a negative for the show if he won it?
Probably not, I'd say. They've pushed and pushed to get a magician illusionist to win the show now for a good 4 or 5 years. We thought we'd cracked it with Darcy Oak a few years ago, who went off favourite in the end to win this. And again, Richard Jones, it's a similar type of act. He will have to bring something different to the party. But I think with magicians, that tends to be an advantage that you've got over singers or certain performers, where you can't you've got to do a different act from the semi-final. And I think he's got enough in his armoury to produce something different. Whether the negativity, as you said, the negativity, the fact that the Sun and the Mirror have been pushing, whether it is a repeat act or not, 10-11 does seem short based on that. But a lot of money we were odds against after last night's show and we've cut it to 10 to 11 this morning, there's been decent support overnight.
So. Is that a loser in the book?
He is the only loser in the book. Yeah, we've got 14 at the moment on our side and one loser.
Right,
so
okay.
If that's not a tip in itself, I don't know what is.
Bo Dermot is 5-2. She's the young blonde singer, operatic singer. 5-2, Bo Dermot. Very good, very talented. The sort of act that you'd think would do well.
It is a good act that will do well. It's also an act that I feel will need a very late slot. I think her performance could get lost with if she had an early slot, say. I think she could get lost somewhere in the mix. It's not a memorable standard. She's a fantastic singer, but I just could see it getting lost with everything else. I think if she went on last, if she went on next to last, I think you'd remember that a lot more.
Okay.
So I think she will need a late slot to justify her price.
When are the slots announced?
The slots get announced normally about an hour and a half before the show starts.
Okay.
So obviously...
Would that affect the betting?
Yes, definitely.
Considerably?
So, yeah, I think the previous 9 years, I think 7 of them have come out with either the last slot or next to last, so it's massively important if you can get hold. It tends to get known through sort of Twitter circles and that. If you sort of follow the right people on Twitter, alternatively, if you have a look on bet up our six, and you'll see where the money is, and obviously probably bet accordingly.
100 Voices of Gospel are 9-1. We've seen this act a million times. I watched this act this morning. They don't have a chance, as far as I'm concerned.
No, not really. It depends where you go with them. You obviously see this. They seem to be the chosen choir group this time. There was a big move last night for Presentation School Choir, which was an Irish choir, a younger Irish choir, which you felt they were sort of put on last, given sort of every chance to go through, and they didn't. So you feel that you've now just got one choir going against. If Presentation Choir Group had got through last night, you felt that they would have probably been the chosen choir, the fact that they were put on the last show on the Friday. But, I mean, they were the first ones to go through on last Sunday. The first and the last semi-finals do have a much better sort of reward rate than the others, so
okay.
We'll wait and see, but they are the choir for this year.
Jasmine Elcock is in the betting at 10-1. Again, the show shrouded in controversy because Jasmine Elcock has been a regular West End performer. She's played Annie on occasion, and they use their golden... What's the golden buzzer? Anton Deck used their golden buzzer to
The golden buzzer was basically through the audition stage, which all the judges and Anton Deck got a golden buzzer. So you got 5 golden buzzers. It basically just put you through to the semi-final. So
okay.
You didn't have to... It was just an automatic pass through to the semi-final. She was the shock last night, 1-3 in running for the semi-final win, and she got beat by Craig Ball, who we'll go on to in a minute. I think that's probably taken her chances. If she couldn't beat Craig Ball, there's better acts as well than him.
Yeah.
And I just see she was 5-1 before last night, out to 10-1. I can see her drifting out sort of even further.
I see those two as negatives. Richard Jones for allegedly stealing Collins Keys
act.
Jasmine Elcock for having a career previously in the West End.
Yeah, and they'd had another actor, Rachel Wooding, who was in one of the semi-finals, second or third semi-final. Again, that was the same. She was a West End performer. It worked as a negative. It was negative publicity about her, and she didn't even get to the final three in her heat. So I can see Jasmine Elcock, the advantage that she's got is probably that she's a little bit younger, but then you've got Bo Dermot for that kind of act anyway. You're competing with votes for Bo Dermot. Again, the running order should favour Bo Dermot, so Jasmine Elcott, I can probably see her getting quite an early slot as well in the final.
Is this just the outright? What are you trading in play then on Saturday night?
Trading the outright. Again, we've got 15 at the moment in Britain's Got Talent. I'll get onto there's another knockout bit in a moment where there's 10 automatic qualifiers. There's 2 wild cards.
Right, okay.
Last night there was a vote which closed at 11 to a public vote from the five other semi-finalists who didn't get through, basically the ones who finished third.
Okay.
So you get to pick one, and then after that the judges will convene and pick one more act. So that's right. So there'll be 12 in the final. Three of these probably won't make it, which are likely to be Jack Higgins, who was the sort of Billy Elliot type performer from Wednesday's Heat, Tumar KR, who is a dance routine, and likely to be Shannon and Peter, which is the husband and wife dance act.
Okay. We've been through the top four in the betting then. Wayne Woodward is in the betting at 12-1.
I like Wayne. I think if there is going to be a surprise winner this time, I think it will be Wayne Woodward.
Okay.
He did a sort of Frank Sinatra type performance, a sort of stage performance first night. He was really, really good. And he's got, out of the top sort of five or six, I think he's got a lot more of a likability factor than sort of any others have. And it came across really well on stage. He came across really well after the show. And yeah, I think if you're going to have a bet at the moment, I don't think there's much overly wrong with the prices, but I think...
You wouldn't, Rob. You've put them out.
Well, obviously not. But I think the one that could be out is the fact that Wayne Woodward, I can just see him trading quite a bit shorter on the final. But again, as we say with these shows, the sort of the running order tends to determine if it's a good act that you could put on in the last three. And
it's positive and that he's been to hospital recently as well. That will be brought up in that final show, no doubt that he's managed to overcome that adrenaline crash in the semi-final.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if he does get a late slot, that will be mentioned in the VT.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Wayne Woodward 12-1.
But that shows, at least he shows how keen he is to want to do it.
Yeah, the only other one under 25-1, quick word on Craig Ball. You mentioned he beat Jasmine Alcock in the semi-final, surprisingly. 14-1, Craig Ball.
Yeah, it was a sort of voice ventriloquist, not ventriloquist, it's a sort of impressions act that he did. And he picked sort of, he went down sort of Disney type character, so he did Miss Piggy, Kermit, things like that. And I think it was a good act, but I just kind of think...
You're not impressed by it, are
no,
you?
No, I just don't see... I can see him doing, obviously, more impressions in the final, but the act that he's trying to appeal maybe to get sort of kids' vote, and the family sort of vote, and I'm not sure, while it's a family show, I just wonder how many kids would be watching football instead of this come tomorrow night.
Go on, give us your best bet.
I like Wayne Woodward.
Yeah, 12-1.
12-1, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking on Richard Jones from what I've seen, 10-11. I think he will drift throughout the course of the evening.
Yeah, I mean, you could back the...
I like Bo Dermott, actually. I think she'll
win. In
that
case, probably maybe the field at 4-5 is a better bet than Richard Jones.
I agree. I didn't realise you had that out on the website, Rob. You've not got that out on the website.
It'd be out by the time
the
podcast.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay. So we'll have some more markets available. Just before you leave us, I've noticed you've got Game of Thrones prices out.
You like
there.
Game of Thrones, don't
love
you?
Love Game of Thrones. Who will rule the Seven Kingdoms at the end of the final TV episode of Game of Thrones?
Well, you see, this is where you come into your own. I want you to tell me the answer to that question.
Assuming someone does, that is. Daenerys Targaryen is 11-4. Bran Stark, 7-2. Jon Snow, 5-1. Sansa Stark, 10-1. Arya Stark is 14s. Tyrion Lannister, 14-1, 20-1, and bigger the rest. The rest don't count, in my opinion. I think it's between Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow, personally. I just wondered if there'd been any money in that market. Have you taken any cash in that market?
Yeah, we've taken over 100 bets.
Right.
Obviously, there's no real big bets there.
I just wondered who's
exactly,
been popular.
The two that you just mentioned were popular.
Were they?
Yeah,
Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow?
Yeah, the first two or three in the market have been popular. There's no, as I said, there's no real big bets.
No.
So it's really just these sort of markets.
I presume you limit people as well in terms of how much they can...
Yeah.
But you could have had a bigger bet than that, is what you're saying.
But
Rob,
I mean, that it's suitable for you. So people who like the show, £10, £15 punters, come and have a bet.
Yeah, no, I like that market, and I'm intrigued to see if there's any huge bets. And next time we're on the podcast, if there are any bigger
definitely.
Bets, do let me know. Daenerys Targaryen is the 11-4 favourite in that market. Anything else in the world of specials happening that's of any interest?
No, just a little note that Top Gear starts. God, it's been ages since the last Top Gear show. It may have changed slightly since the last one, where they've got rid of Jeremy Clarkson, James May, Richard Hammond, replaced with a completely new set.
Who's on it?
Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's the lead, isn't he?
He's the lead. Joey off Friends.
Yeah,
Matt LeBlanc. Eddie Jordan, ex-F1 team.
Like Eddie Jordan.
F1 team owner, ex-BBC.
Yeah.
There's a couple of journalists on whose names have escaped me. So, yeah, it's a brand new show.
And you've got to mark it out. Who will have the highest peak viewing figures with the 1-3 on the first episode presented by Chris Evans and co? You even forgot when you typed it out there.
Yeah, but I can't stick all those people.
Okay. 9-4, the final episode presented by Clarkson, May and Hammond. And 5-1, the first episode by Chris Evans and co, to get more than 8.4 million viewers.
Yeah, 8.4 is the actual record. It's a 2007 episode, which Lewis Hamilton was on. So
right, okay. And the final episode by Clarkson, May and Hammond, which you've kindly noted down on that betting page, drew 5.8 million peak viewers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like that. I like those markets you put out there, Rob. And is there any value in any of those markets? Obviously, you priced
probably
it, so
none. No, I'll be honest with you.
You can't see it getting more than 8.4 million viewers, can you?
No, I think it falls somewhere between about 7 million, I think.
Yeah.
And then I think it will drop off. I think people will tune in for the first show.
I agree.
And then bit by bit it drops off, probably to get less than probably 5 million by the end of the six show run, I think it is.
Thank you for your company, Rob.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
I can tell. Remember to check out Rob's prices for Britain's Got Talent, the final, Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:30, live.
Maybe have
from my desk.
Maybe have it on in the background while you're watching the Champions League.
No Champions League final
Champions
for me
League
now.
For you. Thank you for listening to the podcast, folks. Remember, you can follow us both on Twitter, @reality_Rob and @dkellner. Make sure you check out this podcast via iTunes. Just type in William Hill. And, of course, you can listen at audioboom.com. Again, type in William Hill. Check out all the specials prices on the TV specials page on the William Hill website. And don't forget, Rob is trading Britain's Got Talent live in running on Saturday night. Right now, Richard Jones, the magician, 10-11 favourite here with William Hill. Thank you for your company, folks, and we'll catch up again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.